Moving is hard. So just do what the government says. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Even comedians would get on stage and they would shame people for trying to get informed about a medical treatment that was experimental, that they had to take or they would lose their jobs and they wouldn't be able to travel. And when people tried to get informed about that, other people shamed them. They would say, please tell me you're not going to do your own research. You've heard people say that. Please don't do your own research. You know, before COVID, doing your own research used to be called reading. Like if I say, hey, I'm gonna go buy a car. Don't look into it. Well, how will I know which car to get? Ask the salesman, he's the expert. What are you, Henry Ford?
I know, I had to play that again. It's just too good. It's too good. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, Friday show. Guess what? The phone lines are open. And I really want to hear from you. If you have something that you would like to inform people on, you don't have to be an expert in anything. I think experts are funny because a lot of the experts we get on TV are so bought and paid for. But I do want to get any helpful tips. Anything that could make everyone else's life better. I want just whatever you've come across that you're sort of questioning right now, things that have, like I'm questioning so many articles about Trump being in court. Do you know there's even an article about that they're keeping the courthouse cold on purpose? And we said there's going to be a gazillion of these, right? So you're going to have a lot of court cases. And it even said the headline today, court cases are multiplying. Why do you think that is? I mean, I could give you my answer, but it's very unpopular. I'm warning you. I'm going to take a caller, but the phone lines are open. 888. Okay. 888. Okay. 888-673-1450. And if you're listening to me live, I'd love to hear from you. I don't care what kind of tip it is. It can be something that makes people's lives better. It can be advice that you love. It can be, I just want to hear from you. I want to hear from anything that you feel like, hey, you know what? I would love it if people knew this. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, uh-huh. I walked into Aunt Elsie's kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I'm cleaning the oven. Don't touch it. It's very hot.
Okay.
Where did my little hand go for? Right for the oven. She carried a wooden spoon in her apron, and it struck like lightning on my little hand, and I was shocked. And I was clutching it to my chest, and she kneels down in front of me, and she grabs my shoulders, and she said, I told you not to touch the oven. It's very hot. It will burn you.
Right.
And then she kissed me on the forehead, and she told me to go outside and play. Now, what's the difference with that and the government? She loved me.
Right.
She didn't want me to get hurt. And I see that so clearly 60 years ago.
I love it.
Children, not disciplined, or children neglected as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Love
you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the call. I do. I want to hear from you. Do you have something that would be really beneficial for people to hear? It could be anything. A tip, a life hack, something that you want people to know about on this Friday show. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hey there, Kate.
Hi there.
Hey, have you heard the term EGI?
I mean,
It stands for Elite Gender Inversion.
Okay. I have not heard this.
Yeah, so when you it's a EGI. Fancy way of saying transgenders.
Okay.
So when you go on Twitter, for example, like do hashtag EGI, and you will see so many people that are gender inverted since birth. And I'm telling you, like, there are so many more EGIs out there than we realize.
Interesting.
And it's really easy to do the research because if, like, archaeologists come across skeletons, they know the difference between a female and a male, right? There's certain things. It's obvious.
Right.
So, like, the head-to-shoulder ratio is an easy one. For a man, it's 3 heads across your shoulders. For a woman, it's 2.5. Okay.
Okay.
Also
the finger.
Collarbone.
The index finger,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the finger, the finger, the straight collarbone on a male, on a female, they're tilted.
Yeah, it's like goes up a little bit.
The length of the limbs, the cue angle on the walk, so you could tell by the way they walk, the way they run. A lot of these, like Prince Harry when he runs, it's a girl.
Interesting.
Like, okay. There are so many of them, it's crazy. And so that's my tip. I mean, if people... Like even, you know, I know we talk about Biden being, wearing a mask. I mean, that is so obvious.
Well, yeah.
But like if you look at Putin, for example, look at his so-called daughters. Those are not girls. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So when you see something like that, you're like, well, if he's got EGIs for kids, what does that say about him? And that's how you could start. That's how you could see like who's in this club and who's not. And it runs super deep. And I mean, if these guys are Satanists, which they are, and they worship Baphomet, Baphomet is a transgender, you know, demon.
Yeah, right.
And of course, these demons they worship are genderless. I mean, it goes back to that whole thing. They are inverting, you know, God's creation. I mean, everything they do is just backwards and upside down.
Well, what else is Lucifer going to go after, right? But our identity, who we are at our core, our soul, everything about us. Our relationship with our Father, you know, our God. It's amazing that we don't think of it like that. That we don't realize that He is truly after those things. I believe I get it for sure. Thank you.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Very intriguing. Thank you. Though I think it's the forefinger on a male is higher than the ring finger. I'm pretty sure. On a female, it can be the same. You know, these two fingers on the same, or it can be lower, but on a male, it's higher, I think, than the ring finger. I'm pretty sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. So now you can go look at the hands of several people that have been in the news. we're really questioning, right, Mike? We're really questioning the gender, and go look at some of the features. The straight collarbone on the male, the one that's curved more on the female. We'll have a lot more of that stuff going on. Why? Because it's complete deception. Okay. Okay. Here's another one for you. Should you be taking cayenne pepper and hawthorn and some different things like that to help cleanse your blood vessels and kind of help with your heart, help with your blood if you have cracked heels or if you have ringing in the ears, all those kinds of things can come, says Dr. Barbara O'Neill. All those things can come as a direct result of you need to clean your blood vessels, and people do not do that. And cayenne pepper is the key to that. And there's lots of cayenne pepper supplements that you can take too. So I'm just giving you that tip. Something I've been thinking about lately, especially this week for some reason. I don't know why. And now I want to play this guy that got cancer. I want to play this for you, but it doesn't even have to be health driven. You can call up about anything, just like our last caller did. I want to hear what you're researching. I want to hear what you're looking at, what you've learned, what you think, a thought that's crossed your mind. 888-673-1450. Okay. 888. So 888-673-1450. I do want to hear from you because I want to hear some of your ideas and things that you've been researching. You guys are right on top of it. I've never met people that are just on top of it as you guys. Okay, here is a guy talking about what he helped cure his cancer. Here we go.
Wide metastasis, small cell lung cancer, you're literally a goner. The 0% chance of survival at 3 to 6 months life expectancy, and I was basically told to go home, get my affairs in order, and think about hospice. And the next day, I got a call.
Okay, for some reason, fembenzinol is what he took. He saw, for some reason, that recording came across with two recordings on it. So I'll get that in on the break and play it for you, but it's so amazing to me because of the things that we're looking at, how much of this is just, well, actually, no, I can play it now. I can play it now. Here we go.
I've already done my own research that once you have wide metastasis, small cell lung cancer, you're literally a goner. The 0% chance of survival at 3 to 6 months life expectancy, and I was basically told to go home, get my affairs in order, and think about hospice. And the next day, I got a call from a large animal veterinarian in Western Oklahoma, who's a college friend and family friend, and he told me this crazy story about a scientist at Merck on the veterinary side who has been doing cancer research on mice, and she had hundreds of mice that she'd implanted cancers in all their body parts, brain, stomach, liver, pancreas. parasitism, et cetera. And her mouse population came down with intestinal parasites. And so she had no choice but to save her research. She gave her all of her mice fenbendazole. If you went out to any zoo in the world, they bring in fenbendazole like a truckload, front-end loader, head-high piles in bays, because they give that drug to every single animal in the animal.
And one of the oldest and safest drugs around, right?
Yeah, it's been around for 40 years. So she did, and unfortunately, or fortunately for all of us, she also learned that she accidentally killed all the cancer.
Well, that was a surprise, right?
Yeah, it's just a serendipitous surprise.
Yeah, a surprise. Fenbendazole, F-E-N-B-E-N-D-A-Z-O-L-E. Now, we've talked about this many times on the show before. But I wanted to play that again for you because that was about the Merck scientist who she was doing her study and the mice got cancer. And so she gave them fenbendazole. And I actually personally know somebody that took this and wiped out their own breast cancer. I'm telling you that there's so much to that. Okay. Fenbendazole. And if I was going to stockpile something... I'm pretty sure that that would be it. I would stockpile that. All right, caller, you got about a minute. Go for it.
Well, hey, Kate. Hi there. I don't know how many other people out there tried to warn family members and now we're seeing the results of them not listening. Yeah. But I just, in case this story is similar to anybody else out there, I had a sister-in-law who wouldn't stop getting boosters, unfortunately. And she now has a pituitary gland that is enlarging. The problem is that in research, they haven't been able to find a cure to stop the enlarging, and it eventually grows so large that it causes the patient to become blind and eventually die.
Wow.
She has finally, unfortunately, connected the dots and can say that the boosters have caused this for her. But she's only one of eight that I personally know of that things like this have happened, including turbo cancers, including dementia. Yeah. And it's just,
I know.
It's just so heartbreaking because they did not want to see, they did not want to listen. And then finally, when it's too late, then it's there.
Thank you.
They don't know what to do.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that call. So true. We're all seeing it. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. And I'll take your calls, 888-673-1450.
Balance of Nature's.
Hey, guys, if you love this show, please follow this advice. Go text Birch, 989898, and text my name, Kate. You're going to get some free information. It's super important. At least look it over. And I would not be telling you this if I didn't honestly believe this would help you, okay? They're going to help you with gold-backed security in the money you have out there. Okay. And also, should you unload your money? What should you do? And depending on your age, there's different things. So please go do that. Text 989898 and text my name, Kate. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet.
Gets me a little choked
there
up, does it you?
My first
Abby Anderson, great voice. That was her version. She actually sang that at her high school graduation. She was going to do a pop song, and then she had a really strong feeling that she should overhaul "Let Freedom Ring" and do her version of it. And she blew everybody away at her Texas high school graduation. I'm really always proud of the youth when they do that. When they see that, you know, I gave a talk at a private school, I told you, and I talked to the older kids about how to identify the lies, how to know when you're being lied to. And I brought up an article right out of the news that day, and I said yesterday, and I said, this is what you're being told, and this is how you identify truth. This is how you identify lies, and the lies will feel, you'll still feel something's wrong after you read the article. There'll still be that. But you have to be, the whole key to be able to discern the lies and understand what government's truly about and what they're trying to do to you, you have to be living right. You've got to be doing the things that you know are right. Because if, you know, you've got to be able to feel that spirit of God. You have to. You've got to be able to feel that. And yesterday I talked about disinformation people, and you'll have talk show hosts out there that'll all of a sudden go, oh, election fraud's a thing now. It wasn't a thing a year ago or 2 years ago when what you could have brought to light actually mattered. You wait until the last possible second, and it's a tactic. And then you do it when, so you can still be known for telling the truth, but you do it so that no one can have time to do anything. So, you know, all the county commissioners are so horrific across the country, my own included. I have three horrible, horrible county commissioners. And they were mocking the citizens, you know, mocking the citizens on election fraud. And it's so weird to me that it's so obvious, the election fraud. My state even did an audit on it, you know, 80 some odd pages of election fraud. But they put their heads in the sand. We put our heads in the sand on a lot of things. If you live right, if you're doing the things you know are right, and then you get that courage, and that's what I talk to all the kids about, courage, and you get that courage to act, okay, the courage to tell your mom you had a, you know, stole the cookie from the cookie jar, you develop that courage and you develop your integrity and you develop your character, and then you have the discernment ability when you're reading these things and you're trying to understand what's out there and you're developing your common sense. That's how you know when something's not, when you're being lied to, okay? Right now, we have a lot of weather going on. We have a lot of unusual tornadoes, unusual golf ball size hail going on. We have, it was storming in my area. I haven't looked out the window, so I don't really know if it's still doing it. But we have wheat crops, you know, being demolished. We had a more farms being destroyed by fire. Just strange fires, right? We had those last year and the year before. More fires going on, and people are talking about it online. And the weather. And we kept saying it's the year of fakery. It's also the year of more weather issues coming, and they'll be contrived. They will be. I think the satellites have a lot to do with this. I think that you have a lot of things in position from HAARP, in position, H-A-A-R-P, HAARP, that are moving to control weather. And then they'll blame it on climate change. And we keep saying this. And we're like, hey, it's coming. You're going to get more and more earthquakes, more in really weird places, diverse places. You're going to see all kinds of things happen. And of course, they're putting our attention on a civil war right now. We're not going to have a civil war right now. We're not. It's not coming right now. We're going to have more tragedies and more weather-related things and more of that. Is it down the road? Probably. But not right now. Because they want to keep your eyes off what they're actually doing. And I think they're going to be messing with the weather more and more. And I think we're going to see that coming. I also think that when we're talking to our kids about truth, if you could show them articles and you can circle the adjectives that are being used to persuade them to feel a certain way, and really spend some time with the youth. I wish there was a course that kids could take, even in public school. They would never do it in public school. But how to identify mass propaganda, how to know when you're being marketed to, okay? Because it's a really important concept. We all must learn. Should have learned it. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. For credit card debt, if you're racking that up, everybody is actually. They're just trying to survive because you're having to pay out a whole lot more money for the same products. people are really trying to slim it down and trying to go without and pay their utility bills that are outrageous, and the cities are robbing you blind. Mine is too. My utility bills have gone way up. The taxation's gone way up, and I know what you're fighting, and I'm fighting all the same things too. It's really sickening. It's sickening. It's the same people in power in your city and county, just like I have, that just don't care. They don't care. They don't care about you. They care about their careers. And so if you're racking up credit card debt, please go to donewithdebt.com. They are fantastic. Donewithdebt.com. You'll love them. Okay. They're going to help you negotiate your rates down or help you get rid of your credit card debt. I mean, wouldn't you like to do that? I'm sure you would. But they're rock solid. They're very, very good. I highly recommend them. Done, like you're just done, donewithdebt.com. Okay. I want to play a clip for you. I want to play what we're up against. Now, this goes back to my first hour with Dr. Kirk Moore. And if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that on podcast later at katedallyradio.com, because they're denying him basically his defense in court, the state attorneys. They're trying to sue him as a physician, that they're trying to accuse him of not giving the shots, giving saline instead. So when people asked for the shots and they didn't want it, or not asked for them, but didn't want the shot, you know. I just want to play this clip because this is what you're up against. This guy was on a show called Shots Heard, and he's received over $200,000 from the vaccine companies. Now, when you listen to this, it's 3 minutes, and I want you to listen to how many holes are in his argument. And he's basically mocking anyone that does research. He's mocking anybody that looks into anything when it comes to health, okay? So listen for the holes, but this is kind of what this is the logic they're trying to use against people that actually just want to know what they're putting in their body. Here you go.
That I think the anti-science community does particularly well in their use of narrative is weave this narrative that doctors are in bed with pharma, or pharma's in bed with the government, or there's chemtrails that are, God knows, spreading what. But one thing we don't, right, nobody likes to be duped or taken advantage of. And so that's part of one of the stories they weave in. They're getting you. You don't know it, but they're getting you. Let me tell you how they're getting you. We aren't doing a particularly good job of doing what Jamie just referenced of what's the ulterior motive, right? The ulterior motive for purposely pushing disinformation typically comes down to profit. I am pushing disinformation because I have an alternative I'm trying to sell you. Use my crystals or my essential oils. You don't need to vaccinate against polio.
You guys realize how many holes are in polio, right? It was toxic poisoning that caused polio symptoms. Okay, here we go.
Or they come from politics. I'm trying to gain leverage by pandering to a particular group. Don't let government tell you what you need to put in your body or your child's body. Vote for me. I'll make sure that we change that. So there's a political gain. And then there's just a power grab. And sometimes that's pushed by hostile foreign nations who are absolutely intent on creating distrust in institutions like the overall government or a health ministry or the CDC or the World Health Organization.
How many times have they all been caught lying to you? Creating distrust in how dare people create distrust in the government organizations.
And so I see, you know, messages out here about, can you, you know, aren't there two sides of the story and shouldn't we just push the pro side of the story? Well, the algorithms and the AI behind social media absolutely preferentially selects and amplifies the scary messages.
Do you really think that's true? Or are we canceled more from Facebook? Are we, if you say anything against the narrative, you're the one that's canceled. AI isn't using and preferentially selecting the scary messages. What they're doing is they're canceling you.
You know, in traditional media, if it bleeds, it leads. And in social media, I always say, if it scares, then share. And that's exactly how it works. So again, as Michael said, these aren't public highways, but they're information highways that oftentimes get tax dollars and tax breaks and have very precious few tunnels that we travel on, or pipelines, and they are controlling the message. So actually science and fact is being silenced because it ain't particularly sexy.
The science that has screwed us up so many times isn't sexy.
no story is going to come out today saying 10 million people were vaccinated today and nothing bad happened. That goes boop and is gone. But two or three stories of, it made this woman walk backwards and she can only now speak in an accent. Well, that sounds freaking crazy, but I'm going to click on that. Let me see that. And I mean, that's how it works, people.
That's how it works, people. Yeah, I know. There were so many lies in that video that I don't know where to start. This guy gets paid by pharma. He gets paid by pharma to tell you that the media is preferential to you and not the government. The government owns the media. So basically mocking you for questioning the government. You know, the caller mentioned, one of the callers mentioned that it's just hard because now people are so prideful. They can't go back and go, I made a mistake. I listened to the government and I shouldn't have. And I've got all these health problems now. Are we more prideful than curious? Has pride taken root now? Are we just the prideful community? So of people that say, well, I took it. All my health problems couldn't possibly be associated with the very only thing I changed because of pride. Probably. Is the weather destroying our wheat crops? Probably. Are we going to be able to have planting going on? Probably not. We're having a lot of things mess with things. Our food supply and our health. This guy does not want to answer the question that I just posed in the beginning. And that was, so why are 80% of us dying of cancer? We all listened to the government, didn't we? We all took their shots. We did everything they said to do. Growing up, right? They said it was good for us. So why is everyone dying of cancer? Not everyone, but about 80%. Why? If everything he's saying is true, this guy gets paid $200,000 from vaccine companies. Why isn't the proof in the pudding? Why aren't we seeing results? If there's anything I've learned over the last 13 years, it's to look at what actually happens, the results. I'll give you an example. Like somebody can say they're a fan of mine and they're a politician, yet they show nothing that shows that they're actually a fan, that they actually believe in truth, that they actually like truth in radio, okay? Oftentimes they'll do that to get brownie points or get people on their side, but they don't actually do anything, okay? And I've seen this over and over again. And you can ask for the proof in the pudding. The proof in the pudding today is how many people have cancer that didn't have it. Only 5% had it in the early 1900s. 5% had cancer. And now we're up over 80% have cancer. Those are well-laid plans, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? We have election fraud. We have weather tampering. We have all of these things. We can see the proof of it when you see that Biden, King Fraudalot, was the most popular man in history, and you know that's not true, okay, then you know there's election fraud all the way down to your city and local races, and this is what they try to protect. Here in my little area, they call it the Red Dirt Mafia, because there's a lot of red dirt around me. It's everywhere, you guys. It's everywhere. And I'm telling you that we have a lot of work to do to get people to understand that there's people like this. That the clip I just played, there's people like that out there. And there's so many lies in his tape, I don't even know where to start. And they're selling it. They're selling it. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt, the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, done with debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done with Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise they're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Swell the breeze and ring from all the trees. Sweet freedom song.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Text Birchbold 989898. They're awesome. I love those guys. They're helping so many people right now. Switch things over to backed with gold and silver, physical gold and silver, and people are buying physical gold and silver from them, and there's a way to get $10,000 worth of free gold. All you got to do is text 989898 and text my name Kate, and you'll get the information on that, and I sure hope you do. Right now, I would probably concentrate a lot on like fenbendazole. I'd probably have a lot of things in your arsenal and food storage. I would probably be getting food storage. Okay. I think we'll have some natural disasters that cause a way for us to not get food. And I think it's really smart to just make sure you have some food storage. Preparewithkate.com is a great website to go to. But also, you know, our cities and counties, which is really where the fight is, and this is why no one talks about cities and counties. This is why you don't have any regular, like, truthful radio about cities and counties in your neighborhood. They're stealing your liberty. They're stealing your property rights. They are stealing your history by trying to take away your history, okay? And that's coming from city, county, and state. You have, I mentioned the red dirt mafia here, but you might have little mafias where you are too. And there are all these groups that are kind of backstabby and do the things that they want to do. And then smiles on the outside and put the hand over the heart and pretend to love America. And then you've got, you know, these little coercive little mafias running the place. And this is happening in virtually every county in the United States. Okay. And the deal is, Your feds are stealing all of those things too, but on top of that, stealing your health and your wealth, your health, and stealing your property rights as well. You've got a lot of stealing going on, and we really have to wake up to the amount of stuff that's happening right now. Because I know it's overwhelming, but it doesn't matter. You're here for a reason. You've got to fight it. You have a role in this to help this country. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, Mike.
Hi, Mike. What's up? What's on your mind?
How you doing?
Good.
You know, okay, a lot, but I mean, and it's Friday.
Okay.
I could go heavy, but
go heavy.
I wanted to.
Go heavy.
No. I want to keep it light. This is just an idea, and I wanted to get your feedback as well, whatever you want to share. But, you know, we're always talking about supplements and stuff like that, and I wanted to just share a few that I take.
Sure.
And maybe not break it down on why, but just throw it out there and for anyone to go do their own research, which is what we always want people to do.
Okay.
Because, you know, in the larger picture, I think that that's, you know, good supplementation and good nutrition and everything like that is what really carried a lot of us through, you know, the COVID
got
years,
my husband out. My husband's alive.
And kept us healthy.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are they? Because we're going to run out of time.
Okay. Oh, real quick. Okay. So one of them is NAC. Everyone should do that.
Yep.
Another one that I've just found out about, it's called PQQ. It's, I'm not even, pyroquinoline, quinone.
Okay.
But look that up, PQQ for anyone.
Okay.
Garlic, of course, copper. I take that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been taking one, and it's, they have a female version by a company called Now. It's called, Adam for men and Eve for women. It's just a multi. Mm-hmm. And then I take a good probiotic. And I'm really starting to look into mushrooms and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Lion's mane.
You know, to get all whacked out. But
No, no. Lion's mane. Lion's mane is awesome, actually. Lion's mane is great.
Yeah.
Really helpful.
So anyway, mm-hmm. I just wanted to, you know, because I know, you know, people, they'll find these and they have really good results. But, you know, that's just kind of a light little
thing to add to the conversation. I sure appreciate you. Thank you so much. Love it. Next week, we're going to have Suzanne Sherman. The TikTok bill, by the way, scary on the power they're giving to eliminate anything they deem. Remember how I said it was a Trojan horse? It truly is a Trojan horse. So I'm going to give you a little, I could give you a tidbit, but I'm going to take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
I just thought of that since that last caller. Have you read the book or done a show already on the book called A World Without Cancer and the study of B17?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Ed Griffin. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. He wrote the book, actually, on B17.
So, yes. So if anybody needs to read that book, read that book this weekend because you'll love it. But a quick tip for everybody, especially on a Friday.
Uh-huh.
So diaphragmatic breathing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be able to do your own oxygen therapy, all you need to do is use diaphragmatic breathing. It's really, really easy. When people breathe in and you say, take a deep breath, usually their shoulders go up, right?
Right, right.
Instead of having your shoulders go up and down, you need to put your hand on your stomach and make sure that your stomach is going in and out. When your stomach goes out, it allows for the lower part of your lungs to expand.
Mm-hmm.
And that extra added oxygen, we know when you flood your body with oxygen, it can do a lot of beneficial things.
Right.
And it also gives your organs a nice massage. Mm. So like 10 deep breaths, if you want to go really, really good, give yourself a good light head, which you know it's working. 10 deep breaths in the morning, 10 deep breaths on your lunch break, and 10 deep breaths before you go to bed.
Nice. I like that.
Thank you. Start, and you will have more energy, and you will, it helps with so many things. You'll be amazing.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to try it. Thank you. I love it. I love good advice. You know, Tesla used to kind of crunch his toes in, right? Kind of crunch your toes in, and he did that 100 times a night. Isn't that funny? He said that there was something with the brain, thinking and clearing the brain and getting you to be able to think more clear and be more creative. I thought it was funny. But yeah, he did that every single night. Each foot, he did it 100 times. So if you're laying in bed and you're just watching TV or you're about to go to bed, 100 times. And I've done that a lot ever since I learned that tip. It's kind of funny. 100, yeah. So I thought it was kind of cool. 100 times a foot. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You got about a minute.
All right. I'll be real quick. It's just a little nugget of truth I've learned over my life.
Okay.
Is life is just not fair. And
it's
never will be. It never has been. So just get over it and do your best.
Put on your big boy pants and move forward. I get it.
Just buck up, little camper, and do.
Thank you so much. That made my day. Thank you. It isn't fair. And it wasn't ever meant to be fair. I think we come to this this place to be tried and tested. And my religious beliefs lend me that view. And I feel like we are here to be tried and tested. And we have to make really good on that tested part. I really do. I think that this is a stretcher of our character, of our integrity and this life. And that's why it's so important to, and I was telling the kids that too when I was speaking to them, is to make such good choices. And I said, stop listening to the message that says, be weird. My governor is always like, be weird, be weird. It's very creepy. No, be good. Be good. Be of good character. Don't be weird. Don't tell the youth to be weird. Be of good character. Stretch and grow and be a good person. Don't be weird. Be good. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you here back here Monday.